2 years ago, Watertown was the scene of a massive shootout as police tried to apprehend the Boston Marathon bombing suspects. Tamerlan Tsarnaev died that night, and authorities arrested Jahar Tsarnaev after a 20-hour manhunt. Now the Middlesex County District Attorney has closed her investigation into the shootout and concluded police officers were justified in opening fire. The DA's investigation provides a few new details about what happened. It confirms suspicions about how an MBTA police officer was wounded in the shootout, but offers no definite conclusion. As WBUR's Bruce Gellerman tells us, the report leaves some questions unanswered and some unasked.
The report gives us some new numbers. 19 police officers from 6 different departments fired their weapons on Laurel Street that night. They fired 195 bullets, and the shootout lasted 6 minutes and 34 seconds. Middlesex DA Marion Ryan was required to conduct the investigation to determine whether police who fired their weapons acted criminally or properly within the law.
Their use of deadly force was justified in defense of themselves, defense of other officers, and residents of the neighborhood.
A huge pressure cooker bomb and 2 pipe bombs thrown by the Tsarnaevs exploded on Laurel Street. The DA confirms the brothers fired 56 shots from a single gun. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was shot twice in the torso, 3 times in a thigh, 3 times in an arm, and once in a toe. But ballistics couldn't determine which officer hit him. He also suffered blunt force trauma to the body, probably when his brother Jahar ran him over as the younger Tsarnaev escaped in the hijacked SUV in a fusillade of bullets. That's when MBTA police officer Richard Donahue was gravely wounded. Middlesex DA Marion Ryan acknowledges, probably by friendly fire.
It is highly likely, although we do not know, because the projectile which struck Officer Donahue remains in his leg, but it is highly likely that that gun was fired by one of the individuals attempting to stop the armed Jahar Tsarnaev, who was fleeing.
The DA's report says Officer Donahue's gun wasn't fired. His partner, Lucas Quito, told investigators he shot his 3 times, but shell casings from his gun were never found. Investigators also could not determine conclusively that Jahar Tsarnaev was shot on Laurel Street, or as he escaped, but says his blood was found inside the SUV. However, there's no mention of the fact that Tsarnaev's blood was also discovered in backyards, just 300 yards from where he abandoned the SUV. It was just minutes after the shootout that canine dogs were on the scene, but they couldn't track Tsarnaev. He was found 20 hours later. Nor do investigators mention Boston police officer Dennis Simmons. Simmons reportedly was injured on Laurel Street during the shootout, honored as a hero of Watertown, and died a year later. But the cause of his death and how he was hurt are still mysteries. Again, DA Ryan.
We were aware of Officer Simmons as having been involved in this incident. We do not have access to the information that was filed as to the statement of what may have occurred with respect to him.
Jahar Tsarnaev is under indictment in Middlesex County for the murder of MIT officer Sean Collier, kidnapping the SUV owner, and intent to murder Watertown police officers. But he hasn't been arraigned on these charges, and the case is still open. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.